Now, the United States Defense Secretary has ordered the first group of some 100 troops to head to the Middle East within the next few days. The troops will establish training sites for the Syrian opposition. The Pentagon press secretary said the troops are mostly special operation forces, adding they were authorized last week to conduct their mission. He also added that the U.S. government would prepare for more deployment if necessary. Now, Washington claims that its troops will train Syrian militants in their battle against ISIL terrorists. The Pentagon has admitted that since the U.S.-led strike started 5 months ago, only 1% of the total land seized by ISIL have been recaptured by Iraqi forces. Now joining us out of Oregon is Mr. Rick Stoggenborg, political commentator. Mr. Stoggenborg, now how genuine can we believe the U.S. military is in solely wanting to wipe out ISIL Takfiri militants?
Well, it's pretty hard to believe when you look at the patterns of bombings that they've had so far. They don't seem to be designed to actually disable ISIS or ISIL or IS. They seem to be, at least in Syria, the bombing seemed to have more to do with wiping out Syrian infrastructure. I mean, they don't hit them when they're on open land in mass, and obviously they have the intelligence capabilities to know when they're exposed. They wait until they're in cities, and then they say they can't hit them. We've seen this over and over in both Iraq and Syria.
And that was going to be my next... Right. And Mr. Stoggenborg, when most of what the U.S. has done in the Middle East in the past has been either largely ineffective, as you just said, or has had disastrous results, how can we feel that this project will be any different?
I don't. And frankly, I'm puzzled at what the administration is trying to prove. They've been talking about supporting moderate rebels forever, and they keep demonstrating that there are no moderate rebels. They're almost all jihadists. The so-called secular rebels don't really have any power. There's different power groups in different areas, but they don't control any of those areas. Where they nominally control the areas, I'm told, they're actually it's just a front so that the U.S. can claim there are moderate terrorists running around. But in fact, they're working closely with at least al-Nusra, if not the so-called ISIS.
Yeah, can you elaborate more on that? Because many have criticized the U.S. and their intelligence in differentiating between good terrorists and bad terrorists. Can you elaborate slightly more on that, sir?
Well, it's really hard to tell the players because they switch sides all the time. I don't know how... U.S. intelligence is supposed to differentiate between them. They find people who are supposedly not working with ISIS. At first, they weren't supposed to be working with al-Nusra either. Now it's okay if they work with al-Nusra as long as they're supposedly not working with ISIS. But people who are these terrorists are gravitating toward whoever's got the weapons and the cash. And so really it's silly to try to talk about them as if they're football teams. They're not distinct.
Thank you much, sir. That's Mr. Rick Stoggenborg, political commentator, joining us out of Oregon in the U.S.